USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Sally is a very slow-moving storm, and they say it will bring historic flooding. It's a Category 1, and it's expected to hit the Gulf Coast in the next few hours. Forecasters say it's hard to predict where it will make landfall. It's only moving about 2 miles an hour as it pounds the Gulf Coast. Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle are all affected. National Hurricane Center Ken Graham says the storm will be a big rainmaker even after it crosses the coast and very slowly moves inland over Alabama.
Still fluctuate, wobble around a little bit. And then 7 p.m. Wednesday and portions of southwest Alabama, 7 a.m. Thursday, even on Thursday, we're still in portions of south central Alabama. And it's going to be all the way into Friday morning when we start seeing the system into Georgia. That's slow.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris returned to California as wildfires burned across her home state and much of the western U.S. She met with California Governor Gavin Newsom and emergency officials as wildfires have burned more than 3.2 million acres in the state. She also joined the governors of Oregon and Washington, which have also been hit hard by the wildfires. She said climate change was a major factor in causing the deadly blazes. Police in L.A. are asking a basketball star to help them capture a killer. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The sheriff of Los Angeles County is asking Black Lives Matter supporter LeBron James to step up and provide money to help find the gunman responsible for the shooting of two deputies. Alex Villanueva asking James to match or even double the $175,000 reward being offered. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New York Mets may be getting a new owner. USA's John Hunt has details.
Billionaire Stephen Cohen has reached a deal to buy the New York Mets baseball team for a reported value of $2.42 billion. Cohen said in a statement, "I'm excited to have reached an agreement with the Wilpon and Katz families to purchase the Mets." This comes after an earlier move to buy the team failed back in February. The sale must still be approved by 23 of the 30 Major League Baseball team owners before it can become official. While Cohen already owns a minority stake in the team, which he acquired in 2012, his legacy has some controversy. Regardless of those concerns, the reality is that the hefty price tag could mean higher team valuations for all the other owners, to which they're likely not to object. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A TV personality is trying to cash in on the debates by trying to get one of his own. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Comedian and MMA commentator Joe Rogan is offering to moderate a four-hour debate between President Trump and Joe Biden. And at least one of the candidates is apparently signing on. Speaking on his podcast yesterday, Rogan told retired MMA fighter Tim Kennedy he wanted to host such an event. And the fighter posted on Twitter, "Just two candidates, cameras, and their vision of how to move this country forward. Who wants in?"
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.